Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. This is radio, live radio. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. You might even have an extra reason to call in tonight, because tonight I got my homegirl in frequent mess you up. Co-host, psychic Karen Harrison. So, if you want to be read, if you dare to be read live on the show here, she won't tell all your business. She'll just tell some of it to everybody listening. So, if you're ready for that, 347-826-7435. If you're a little cowardly like me, I don't want to be read. I've been read twice on the air. I was like, I don't ever want to do that ever again. You can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can ask a question there, and I'll drop it to Miss Harrison, and we'll see if she can answer it to your satisfaction. Once again, that's smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or if you're in the chat room and you're just feeling just predisposed to spitting some lyrics, speak your clout. We got you. Also encourage you go to the Smooth Drama page. Add me, Smooth Drama, and I'll add you back. Also, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. You can follow me on the show page. You can go to the website. Anywhere there's Smooth Drama, there is I, and I am he. And he wants to make us a we. We can all be one big happy family. No. Actually, speaking of one big happy family, oh my goodness. A&E, I reported earlier, A&E had the upcoming docu-series, as they call it, reality show that was called Generation KKK. Well, they canceled it over cash payments. The network canceled the controversial series after learning payments were made to facilitate access to the film's subjects. It was originally going to be called Generation KKK, but they changed the title to Escaping KKK, and it was supposed to premiere on January the 10th and air in 8 parts, and then it was supposed to be capped by a town hall-style special broadcast on ending hate in America. Yeah, because there's nothing that says ending hate in America like doing a series on the KKK. They are the original masters of that shit, right? If you want to learn how to hate, KKK are the ones for you. Anyway, the real reason why it was, they said it was canceled because people said it's a reality show, and they were complaining. But then they said, no, it's not a reality show, because no one's getting paid. And so, and there was a national boycott that was supposed to happen. And Wendell Pierce, actor Wendell Pierce demanded that A&E provide evidence that the documentary subjects were not paid for their participation, as subjects of reality TV programs typically are. And, of course, the network said no such payments were made. And then, on Saturday, the network acknowledged, learning from its third-party producers, that some cash payments were made to Klan members who participated in the documentary in order to facilitate said access to them. Meaning, in order for them to do that, they would, of course, expose themselves and you have to pay me. You have to pay me to spread my special kind of hate. You know, I got that special kind of hate. You know what I'm saying? I can't even pretend to be clowns, but that's... Whew. But, yeah, I know all you were waiting with bated anticipation for the Klan, and it just didn't happen. So for all of y'all who are hurt and stunned, like, okay, I'm trying not to laugh. All of y'all who are hurt and stunned, like I am, that the KKK is not going to have a reality show. Yeah, I know. It's so many people. Just everybody just call A&E and say, hey, put it back on. Everybody, who's going to call? Still Cricket? Really? Nobody cares about the KKK not being on TV. Not one. Say something. Anything. Please. No. Please. No. All right. Let's see how y'all are. Anyway, talk about something better. Snitching. You know, we got the stop snitching movement. That people seem to prescribe to nowadays, but it only prescribes to poor folks who don't want to protect their neighborhood. Everybody else snitches. I mean, poor folks snitch too, but they pretend like they don't snitch. Don't be snitching. Snitches get stitches. No, they don't. Snitches don't get stitches. Snitches get reduced jail time and are out walking the streets snitching on y'all right now. As we speak, somebody is getting snitched on somewhere in America. I'm just going, we know it. But I digress. Speaking of snitches, you don't even have to. If you're one of them technology thugs, you don't even have to have the homie snitching on you. If you're one of those people who's like, yo, one of them lazy bastards that got Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, well, it's a voice command. For those of you who don't know, it has the smart speakers and 7 microphones, and it takes and records your commands. Well, Arkansas police are hoping that Echo found at a murder scene in Bentonville, Arkansas, can aid their investigation. Apparently, between November 21st and November 22nd, James A. Bates, who was charged with murder after a man was strangled in the hot tub, the police noticed that there was an echo in the kitchen and pointed out that the music playing in the home could have been voice activated through the device. And so once it's voice activated, any noise or whatever from the owner would be recorded. And Amazon stores all the voice recordings on its servers. And they say this, and I'm saying this is what Amazon says. Amazon says they store all the voice recordings on its servers in the hopes of using the data to improve its voice assistant services. Now, you can delete your personal voice data, but there's still no way to prevent any recording from being saved on the server. Just so you know. So if you in there doing the most, you're talking about yo, Echo, I need you to find me the finest sex toys known to man, or you know, whatever. That is being saved. It is out there. Please be aware of that. And if you're doing something like, hey, Echo, find me the weed dealer on the block, and Echo finds it. You know, Amazon's got that stored on the data too. So just in case one of those people who are predisposed to saying and doing really, really dumb stuff in the privacy of your home with a snitch living with you, aka Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, because you're like one of them progressive thugs, just be very, very aware that, hey, you could be setting yourself up to go to jail. It's one of those things. I know it's not really that serious, but it kind of is. And speaking of not that serious, and I guess rapper Troy Ave got shot in his car in New York. And, of course, he was visited by 50 Cent. And I guess 50 was like, yo, you in the club now, son. You in the club. You're a rapper that got shot. You about to go platinum because you got shot. It got nothing to do with your skills. You got shot. I mean, not that I know who Troy Ave is. But, yeah, he got shot. And so, yeah, he's legit now. He got shot and survived. He got shot in the arm, and he got his head grazed. So, yeah, I guess he's about to sell some records. Even though I don't think that he's on the steroids that 50 Cent was on. So, it might not work out for him quite as much because, you know, 50 was kind of like physical specimen. So, with all the tattoos, whatnot, Troy Ave, from what I've seen, if he takes off his shirt, although it worked for Rick Ross. You can be really, really nasty looking, and it'll be all right. So, who knows? I guess it bears watching to see if it'll happen. You know, y'all be looking out for that. I won't. I am going to be looking out for this Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, who visited Pearl Harbor on Tuesday and commemorating World War II and pledging that Japan would never wage war again. I was like, hold on. How he gonna say, yeah, Japan's never gonna wage war ever again? You know, there's some dude in Japan that's like, hell we not. There's no goddamn way we are not dropping the bomb back on somebody. He gonna say, yeah, we are never ever. And he said, I pledge that unwavering vow here as the Prime Minister of Japan. Dude, stop lying. Any nation that says we will never wage war is lying through the core, to the core of their soul. Right? I mean, can anybody say that? I mean, hell, Barack Obama, everybody loves him. He got the Nobel Peace Prize like in the first couple months of his presidency, and he didn't even stop the war. We still got troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Got some troops in extra places, too. He got the Nobel Peace Prize. So I guess that's the new way of saying it. We are not going to wage war. We just going to send troops with guns just in case we need to learn how to shoot. We can shoot at some rocks or something. I don't know. I just thought it was funny that he would come out and said, hey, we're not going to wage war ever again. Not that he apologized, not that he needed to, because, you know, and one of the funny things in the article was they were talking about how he didn't apologize. And I'm like, well, shit, did we not drop like 2 bombs on Japan? I'm like, I think it's way past even. Way past even. You drop 2 bombs on us, I don't really think I need to apologize. Shit, you might owe me 100. And that's a story for another day. Going on break here. This is Most Deaf Auditorium.
Mad liberator, deaf operator, rock the data, amazing flavor. Yo, the way I feel, the time is so hard to sit still. Things are so passionate, times are so real. Time to try to chill, mellow down, blow a smoke. Smile on my face, but it's really no joke. You feel it in the street that people breathe without hope. They're going through the motion, they dimming down the focus. The focus get clear, then the light turns sharp, and the eyes grow teary, the mind grow weary. I speak it so clearly, sometimes y'all don't hear me. I push it past the base, no stations got to feel me. I feel it in my bones like I'm so wide awake that I'm hardly ever sleep. My flow forever deep, and it's volumes of scriptures when I breathe on a beat. My presence speaks volumes before I say a word. I'm everywhere, penthouse, pavement, the curb, cradle to the grave, soul cathedral of a shell. Universal ghetto life, while I black, you know it well. No quiet storm, vital form, pen push the bright across. Mind is a vital force, high level right across. Soul is the lion's roar, voice is the siren. I swing round, ring out, and bring down the siren. Shot the floor, acting like a giant lopsided. The world is so dangerous, there's no need for frightening. Stuck the sun to high like a sucker won't find him. Then the sun busts through the cloud to clearly remind him. It's everywhere. Penthouse, pavement, the curb, cradle to the grave, talk of each of a shell. Universal ghetto life, I love black, you know it well. What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is.
I'm a soldier in the middle of Iraq. But say about newness, coming out the web and looking at me curious, a young Iraqi kid. Carrying laundry, what's wrong, G?
Hungry? Don't give me my phone, get out my car. country. And in Arabia, mock him up a stuff till his mom comes, grab him, and they walk off in a rush. Distrust, bitter like a fist upon wound. I'm like, surely hope that we can fix our differences soon. Buy an apple, hunt breaking on. Brooke, you take everything. Why not just take it down towards Black Mass? I don't understand it. On another planet? 50 months of this stuff, how I'm gonna manage? And increasing the sentiment, gentlemen, getting down on their Middle Eastern instruments. Realize trapped in this crowd, walk over, kicked one of my fabulous raps.
Zardy, Zardy.
Arab sword drop, they well wish, they glad rap. Now they can't consider like an Elvis of Baghdad. Hadi Metrabek,
Hadi Metrabek, Hadi Metrabek. Hadi Metrabek, Hadi Metrabek, love. Hadi Metrabek, Hadi Metrabek, stay my love.
What it is,
what it is.
What it is, you know, they know what it is, we know, y'all know what it is, ecstatic, there it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is, they know, y'all know what it is, you know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is, they know, y'all know what it is, you know, it is.
Is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. We are still trying to get a hold of Miss Harrison. Hopefully, she will be on soon. In the meantime, we're still going to go on because I want to talk to you about something that's very important to me. But it's not important to me, but I have some sperm. You know, sperm is very, very controversial. Some people are scared of it. Some are not. Sperm is an essential building block of life. But as we know, there are a lot of jokes that go with sperm. A lot of names that go with sperm. Nut. Jizzle. I mean, you can go on. It can get bad. I actually found something that I thought was funny. There's a Dutch University Medical Center, the Utrecht University Medical Center. They blamed a procedural error. And it said that 26 women may have been fertilized by sperm cells from the wrong man. I'm not going to confirm or deny that I've been to the Utrecht University Medical Center on a vacation, just chilling. If you see that stamp in my passport, wasn't me. Anyway, apparently, between April 2015 and November 26, 2016, there was a procedural error where if you was actually there, you may have gotten some of that jizz, some of that good, but from the wrong good place. Hey, the statement said, the UNC's board regrets that the couples involved had to receive this news. It also said during fertilization, sperm cells from one treatment couple may have ended up with the egg cells of 26 other couples. And I'm like, I won't, I still have to go through it because I'm sitting up here. My mind is in days, right? They're like, therefore, there's a chance that the egg cells have been fertilized by sperm other than that of the intended father.
Yeah.
And although the chance of that happening was small, the possibility could not be excluded. So basically, they're saying that, you know what? If your kid don't look like you, you know, you're, and I'm going to guess, because it's Utrecht University Medical Center, Dutch, that the majority of the people be of European descent. You got that Asian, them Asian looking kids, or what's the word they use, mulatto, or now interracial kids, biracial kids. Then you know you're one of those 26. I don't mean to make light of it. I mean, because I look at it like, hey, children are a blessing, but I know the some folks is like, well, I've got these abominations. They're not my kids. I don't know. What am I going to do? It's the horror. I've got kids. Anyway, I'm just saying that, hey, you know, it's kind of bad. When we're talking about that, and people have these kids, and I know for some it's traumatic because, you know, you want to have kids by the people that you want to have kids by, but still, it's kind of funny, right? You know, it's like that, I'm trying to think of that Jim Carrey movie. It's a boy. It was all like black baby. Jim Carrey was white. And what's her name was white too. Renee Zellweger. So, yeah, that could get a little touchy. But luckily, at least they were, I guess they were doing that fertilization, so the blame wouldn't go to like, oh, who were you with? You didn't have to go through all that. You just had that other stuff going on. It's kind of funny. I think it's funny, but I have a sick sense of humor, so maybe some people are there and I'm not. But speaking of sense of humor, this was brought to me, and then it was actually something that I thought about and been thinking about talking about for a while now. Sexualization of shows and subliminal messages. I mean, I've known about subliminal messages forever and a day. I'm, as someone who designed websites and understand that technology, what they call, and I've said this, meta tags. You can put all kinds of meta tags in a website, and they are undetectable. So it's like subliminal messages being broadcast to you or basically sent to you. You're bombarded by them day after day after day on website in the codes. Now, there are several movies, and I mean there are some that are subliminal, like you can go to different cartoons. It was pointed out to me that there was a picture of a penis in the animation. But I mean, when you think there's a new Despicable Me 3 movie coming out, and basically one of the one of the guys, the guy is, he's floating around. He's in the thing that's too small, outfit that's too small, and it's like a thong, and he is turned around toward the people and they're having a birthday party in the office. Now, I mean, it's funny for adults. It's funny for adults, right? Then you'll see something less subliminal, but subliminal nonetheless when you see Sausage Party. You don't know Sausage Party is a movie about packs of wieners who go on a mission to find out what happens to them once they leave the store. But when we think of Sausage Party, we think of something different. I mean, when it said there's a Sausage Party, we most common lingo out here today in the world is the common understanding that a Sausage Party is a bunch of guys that's about to get it in. Like, yeah, this is a Sausage Party. There's too many dudes in every phrase of the understanding. And even like different shows, like I watch a show, How to Get Away with Murder, and it's less about lawyering and the plot, but now it's just sex. And conversely, I love sex. I'd be the first one to say I love sex, but not on my TV shows and movies. I mean, because I think a lot of times it's gratuitous sex that has nothing to do with the plot. It's just put in there because, oh, this will make the show hot. It's kind of useless. And so you can have the same intent by not putting the stuff in, but we start talking about the over-sexualization of TV, movies. I mean, it permeates through society, and what happens is, I mean, it's hard enough for adults to navigate sexuality. And so when you talk about not just adults, we're talking about young people who have to navigate this, and they're not equipped socially and mentally. And so the constant bombardment creates an atmosphere of confusion, and atmospheres where kids are just whatever, whenever, however. Once again, most adults, we can't say all, right? We say most adults can make an informed decision, an adult informed decision, but youngsters, no, they are not equipped to do that, and it shouldn't ever happen. But we're stuck with that, and so we have this George Call calling conundrum, because one, there's money to be made, but at the same time, you look at how our society is geared. I mean, they're talking about putting people in jail for sexting, which is of course texts that contain illicit photos from teens, whatnot. I mean, as we know, the technology is there. Everybody's got a cell phone. And then when you see everyone with a cell phone, and you're talking about 13, 14-year-olds in the privacy of their room exposing themselves to their significant others who are not significant, they're just whatever. And then it gets out there. I mean, you can see how the shaming and the bullying and all that can affect someone who's not socially equipped to handle it. What's the cure? Man, I don't know. I could get rich off the cure. I mean, the technology has surpassed the cure or any positive solutions, because it's not like we're going to take phones away and computer access away, or the movies and the commercials that are sexually suggestive. It's not going to happen. I just know it's a discussion that parents who have teens, preteens, you're probably going to have to jump on that real early, because if not, you're gonna have that sperm conversation, but not the funny conversation I was talking about. It's a whole totally different sperm conversation. So I'm tired of talking about this. It's it's too much for me. It's not quite funky enough. I want to talk about good stuff like racism, Groundhog Day. If you're a long-time listener, you know what I'm saying about Groundhog Day. That's where stuff that happens for this show's purposes, stuff that happens every day without fail that is institutionally racist. It's the American way, Groundhog Day. Former Versace store clerk sues over secret black code for minority shoppers. And what happens, and it was in a 30-page lawsuit that a store in the San Francisco Bay Area, guy was hired in September 2016, he said the store used the code D410 to communicate when a black shopper is in the store. Now, the code is also the brand's label for a black shirt. It's not coincidental, but I guess it is. The manager instructed the plaintiff to say D40 in a casual manner when a black person entered the store to alert coworkers. And this is what's stated in the suit. And it was filed last month in the California Superior Court in Alameda County. The worker was fired just weeks later after he told the manager that he, in fact, was African-American. Now, he says in the lawsuit that he was told he lost his job because he hadn't lived the luxury life, and he's suing for unpaid wages and damages. Now, Versace, of course, has denied the allegation and has filed a request for dismissal of the suit. And I'm like, what is hadn't lived a luxury life? I don't quite understand that one. So, not even going to fool with that. But the fact that they have a black code, and it's not inconceivable, and most black folks know you walk in the store that there's always somebody following you. And I know me, as someone who worked in retail, I know there are certain individuals that work security who are just dressed up as plain folks, and they follow, quote unquote, suspicious people around. And so I've always made the point that when there's someone that's walking by me, whatnot, I'm always saying, hi, what's up, how you doing? I'm one of those look you in the eye kind of people. And, you know, if someone's following me, generally speaking, and it's weird because certain places, they'll follow you everywhere. And then when you're in another store, you want some damn help, and you can't get help if your life depended on it, right? You're like, I want to buy something. Hello? I mean, it's been many times I'm like, I need to buy, well, not need, but I wanted to buy some shoes, right? And it's like, hello? Can I get someone to help me, or I'm going to buy some shirt or whatever. It's like, hello, somebody, anybody, scream, throw your hands in the air, women, like you just don't care because you work here. I have on clean underwear. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so it's just, it boggles my mind, but it doesn't boggle my mind that, hey, they have black codes. Because, yeah, black codes make sense. I mean, being that America had actual laws, Jim Crow, which were the black codes. Right? That makes sense. That America would have been racist, and the stores, I mean, Versace has had these allegations before. And there are a lot of companies that have said that they don't want black folks to wear their clothing. I'm like, well, you know, if you don't want us to wear these, I'm like, why? Why would we wear those clothes? You don't want me to wear your clothes? I will not wear your clothes. It's my money, and I can wear anything. Just saying. As far as underwear goes, well, a lot of times I don't wear them. I like to go commando. Like today, I'm commando. Raise your hand if you're commando. Everybody raise their hands once. Anyway, I'm going on break. Oh, because I need a break. This is Kayla, the coldest winter ever.
My mama told me cold mouths don't get fed. My daddy told me cold hands don't get bread. The world taught me cold minds don't get ahead. But no one told me those words don't get fed. Especially when you're so far gone, no one can tell you anything. And when you're living on your own, you're probably running any man. And if you don't, some people say that you're just trying to meet the end. But I know I can find a way to live my dreams as big as can. So here I stand, alone again, no home again, and finally feeling grown again. The next door neighbor say my mama on the phone again, telling me how she's too broke to even lend a helping hand. So what's the plan? There is no plan. I just get up, get back out there, and go try again. I put my feet back on the ground, reach for the sky again, until they keep me standing tall and looking fly again. It's time to grind again. It's time to put in work. It's time to push it till I can get another shirt. And if you cross me wrong, you'll look up at me from the curb. Cause it's a cold-ass world. Don't get your feelings hurt. Is trying to hinder her. What do I do now? How do I get back right? And thinking, well, the city shines behind me like a backlight. And so I strap tight, put on my walking boots, even though I have no clue where I'm walking to. Guess it don't matter, only matters what I'm walking through. Cause hard times don't suck unless they fucking you. These people animals, this city is a fucking zoo. But I'm the one who stays till they see my talent busting through. I think my family see it, I know my cousin do. The more important question is how many others do. Cause I got shit to prove and nothing to lose. Just a laptop, half-top, and walking shoes. I wish a nigga would try me with this attitude. I'll fuck around and have all of our pictures on the news. Fuck the tip, I got an ice lock on my shoulder. And this world can't get no colder, guess nobody ever told her.
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Kayla. Coldest winter ever. This ain't quite the coldest winter ever, but it's kind of chilly. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, first, let me apologize. My guest for tonight, Ms. Harrison, has said that due to an unfortunate accident, she is not going to make it tonight, but she will come in on a later date and make it back up to us. So if you plan on calling in and giving the reading, whatnot, we will reschedule Ms. Harrison and she will be back. And you'll be able to get on here and have us talk crazy about you because of all the crazy stuff that Ms. Harrison said that you guys are doing. I wouldn't do that. Maybe. Anyway. But I will tell you, black folks, if just in case you thought that you were safe because you was a dog owner, nope. Court rules, police can legally execute your dog if it does anything but sit silently. Yeah, never, ever thought you would hear that. Yeah, I know there's some dog lovers right now like, what? Really? And there's dogs like, hey, hold on. It was made on Monday by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Police officers are justified in shooting your pet, whether it is attacking them or not. This was after pit bulls were murdered by the Battle Creek Police Department. Mark and Cheryl Brown took the case to court. They filed a lawsuit against the department, the city, and officers Jeffrey Case, Christoph Klein, and Damon Young. And when their case made it to appeals court, it was heard by Judge Moore and Clay, the circuit judges, and District Judge Hood. The officers had obtained a search warrant due to an informant's word that a man named Vincent Jones, remember, snitch, informant, snitch, same thing, that Vincent Jones was distributing heroin, cocaine, and marijuana from the address. The officers then executed the warrant, and on April 17, 2013, they came through. Now, mind you, Vincent Jones had actually already been taken into police custody before the officers arrived at the residence. Mark Brown, who was in no way a police suspect and had gone home on his lunch break to walk his two pit bulls. Once he finished, he locked his door and headed back to work. It was then that the officers arrived and then detained Brown. While all this took place, Brown tried to explain to the officers that he had had a house key so they would not destroy his front door. Of course, despite his attempts, the officers destroyed the door anyway. Bust in, and they said the dog was barking at him, and so they shot the dog, and they said they was going to go down to the basement, and so they felt like the dog was not going to allow them to, they had two dogs, they wasn't going to allow them to search properly, so they just shot both of them. Now, I'm not going to be racist and say they shot the dogs because they were pit bulls and that they were black folks' dogs. But I'm going to speculate that maybe if they were Caucasian people's dogs, they may not have been shot. Just speculation on my part. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many, many times. But for some strange reason, I've not been wrong about the racism part. It's, you know, we talk about the Groundhog Day, that whole racism thing. It just never, you're never wrong about it because racism is just like so straight. on the straight and narrow tip. I mean, like, really, really, really straight and narrow tip. Like, you know, there's a Missouri law where if your kids get into a fight, your kid can get a felony. Now, yeah, I didn't stutter. It's a new Missouri law could give kids a serious criminal record for school fights. So, and I'm gonna quote the law here, because this is very important, and this due to take effect January the 1st. And this letter was sent to parents and guardians at the Hazelwood School District in St. Louis County. If you fight, the fights will begin being treated as Class E felonies. Class E felonies could result in up to 4 years in prison. Now, the letter said these type of acts were previously treated as misdemeanors, but nope. And the school district explains under the statute, if two students are fighting and one child is injured, the student who caused the injury may be charged with a felony. Students who are caught fighting in school, bus, or on school grounds may now be charged with a felony, no matter the age or grade level, if this assault is witnessed by one of the school resource officers, police officers, or if the SRO, local law enforcement officials, have to intervene. Now, the law's language doesn't specifically address school fights, but rather changes how the state views instances of assaults. So, we're talking about students arrested by school-based police officers may be treated badly, and it'll be up to the interpretation of the school officer. And all schools have them. So now you think about that for a second. This is in St. Louis. Now, the Hazelwood School District may or may not be majority African American. I'm gonna take a blind guess, and you know, it's one of those things that, you know, maybe I won't take a blind guess. I'm gonna put on my glasses when I say it so I can actually see. I'm going to take a guess. My glasses on. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on because I want to be correct here. The St. Louis Hazelwood School District, I'm going to probably conclude to the 138th power that it is an African American district predominantly. So, Class E felonies. 4 years in prison. Now, we in the past talked about the new age slavery, which is, of course, the prison complex. We've done all kinds of things to fight that. So the system fights back. How? By saying, hey, well, you guys getting into these fights, somebody gets hurt, boom, felony. I mean, the fact that it was a misdemeanor in fight. Now, I'm trying to think. I'm 3-1 in fights in my life. And I started thinking, like, if I'd have got caught up in any of those four fights, I mean, especially when, like, the one I lost, I wasn't necessarily lumped up, but I was lumped up. And you think that if I may have accidentally hurt him, I could go to jail. It could be a felony for fighting on something that we were buddies after that, because one, I just didn't want him to kick my ass again. So we became fast friends, like, brother, come here, man. I love you, man. Or that's what kids normally do. I mean, because the kids pushing on each other, tapping each other all the time. You have a misunderstanding, you get into a fight, and then boom, they're buddies again the next week, the next day, probably like 3-4 hours later. And now we these kids are getting felonies. Interpreted by your school resource officer. Now, we've seen what's happened with some of these school resource officers in the past. I believe what, South Carolina, Florida, you know, slinging students. So now, if there's an incident, they don't have to sling the student. They can say, oh, I caught you slipping, I caught you doing something. You get into a fight, whatnot, you get into felony. Prison industrial complex, slavery, make $1 billion industry that prison is, because it's cheap labor. None of that applies, right? Craziness. Crazy, crazy, crazy news. It's what we got happening. This is where we at. They gonna put your babies, because they were quite clear. It doesn't matter the age or grade level. So, hey, we talking about your fifth, sixth grader. Fourth grader, third grader, get into a fight. You hurt the other kid, they want to press charges. Your kid, I mean, they're saying it doesn't matter the age. Now, do you move out of Hazelwood School District? You know, can you take? Because, I mean, that's one of the legal questions, too. Can you take your kid out of a school district? Because, you know, it takes like damn near an act of God to move your kid somewhere. And is it physically possible? Like, if you can't afford to put your kid somewhere else. But when you look at this, I mean, I'm not saying that your kid is not predisposed to fighting, but just in case, right?
9 seconds.
I don't know. All I know is that the war is real. You know how everybody, that phrase, shit is real, real out here in these streets. And your oppressor is moving. You know, people are looking at, oh, Donald Trump and da 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 da. No. Look at these local laws. That is a local law that affects you and your family if you have kids. If you don't, I guess you're safe. But still, you have a niece, nephew, cousin, or somebody that could be affected by that. Good luck. And on that note, I am Mr. F N Word. This is another Spoon Driving production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.